Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 6, episode 33, I believe. Yes, of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue our study of the Come Follow Me materials in August the 19th to August the 25th, covering Alma 53 to Alma 63. We are going to continue a bit more with the story of the army of Helaman, this time going into their next encounter that we have recorded with the surrender and later the defence of Cumenae, I think is the name of the city, and the taking of Antipara as well in chapter 57. Again, I'm not going to go into too much detail with the battles and the stratagems and the tactics of this war, but in verse 20 of Alma 57, we have a few more encounters with this army, this group of young men that we're following. And in verse 20, it says, "And as the remainder of our army were about to give way before the Lamanites, behold, those 2,060 were firm and undaunted." So, you know, these seasoned veteran warriors, they were about to lose hope. But these 2,060, because they had 60 added to their number after their initial encounter, were standing strong. They had faith and they were able to stand firm in the face of adversity. And again, we were talking about this as a family actually yesterday, that this isn't because they were, you know, necessarily young. I mean, they could have had a lot of fear. Among 2,060 of them, there surely would have been a few individuals that perhaps would have fled if they weren't all prepared. But it was that preparation that was important, not just physically, but also spiritually and emotionally and intellectually as well, I would say, that it comes down to being fully prepared in all areas of our life that we possibly can be, to be able to overcome odds which are daunting and seemingly overwhelming. And it says in verse 21, "Yea, and they did obey and observe to perform every word of command with exactness. Yea, and they even according to their faith it was done unto them." So it is that exact obedience leading, and because of their faith and works, faith and obedience, being able to draw upon the powers of heaven because they were fulfilling their side of their promise or their covenant that they had made, and trusting in the Lord to make up the rest. And they were able to have great success in that time. And again, Helaman is concerned after this big battle that there will be losses. But in verse 25 it says, "And it came to pass that there were 200 out of my 2,060 who had fainted because of the loss of blood. Nevertheless, according to the goodness of God and to our great astonishment and also the joy of our whole army, there was not one soul of them who did perish. Yea, and there was neither one soul among them who had not received many wounds." So, you know, there was no fatalities. They all survived. And yes, there was injuries on all of them. And actually, 200 of them, so, you know, around 10% of them, fainted because of the loss of blood. So they were sorely injured. However, they were, none of them were killed, and they were spared. And in verse 26, it continues the narrative of that to say, "And now their preservation was astonishing to our whole army, yea, that they should be spared while there was 1,000 of our brethren who were slain. And we do justly ascribe it to the miraculous power of God, because of their exceeding faith in that which they had been taught to believe, that there was a just God, and whosoever did not doubt that they should be preserved by his marvellous power." There were certainly losses on the side of the Nephites. It's not that the battle was a bit of a damp one where the Lamanites didn't put up much of a fight. They certainly fought back and they killed and injured many others. But of these young men, none were killed. John, by the way, said this, quote, "Having a testimony and having great faith in Christ does not guarantee that we won't suffer. Abraham, Job, Abinadi, Nephi, and countless other righteous people all suffered. Jesus Christ suffered beyond them all, and he never did anything wrong. We're all going to go through some tough times. That's just the nature of life on earth, but our tough times cannot destroy our hope unless we let them. That is our option. We're all going to suffer, but we don't have to be miserable. Since all of the stripling warriors were wounded, we might expect that we will also get some bumps and bruises as we go through life's battles," close quote. It's a great metaphor to draw there, I think, that you know, if you apply this to our lives, obviously we're not fighting, many of us are not fighting battles or wars at this moment, but we are, you know, going through life, and we are going to receive injuries and bruises, and some of us, a number of us, may faint because of the loss of spiritual blood, I suppose, or struggle because of the challenges that are placed before us. In fact, it's to be expected. 100% of the Stripling Warriors were injured in some way. We will all go through life with some sort of injury or challenge or difficulty. But if we come out of the battle, what we achieve at the end is determined by our faith and our obedience. And I think that is a wonderful way of thinking about it, about how we can apply this to our life, in the sense that just because we're following the commandments and have great faith doesn't mean we're not going to suffer or struggle. These young men certainly suffered and struggled a lot, but they were able to overcome their challenges because of the Lord's protection, and make their way through to the end, which we will all be able to do if we follow that pattern as well. Thank you so much for listening today, and for sharing your time with me. Please join us tomorrow as we continue through this section, and until we meet again.